Let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
Time for the gents to huddle up. I have no business talking right now, but I just wanted to say, Kings, you are beautiful, you're loved, and you are enough, ne?
Yeah. Mm. Also, thank you to Paula for making it about us yesterday on Fresh Air. She had Dwayne in studio, and yes, it was about us, the gents, I believe. Mm. Speaking of us, the gents, mental health activist for men and co-founder for Mindful Matters, Sakavi, a.k.a. K Goodness, has got a message for us. Perhaps a message that will get us talking, which is the whole point.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Let's do this thing.
Good morning, family, Fresh Chef and family, specifically the Fresh Breakfast family this morning.
My man.
And my two Henseling Menza. You guys always, you know, help a person start the day right. Again, with the rechte geest, with the rechte energie.
Thank you, man.
And I really appreciate you guys for that. It is Wednesday, and as it is Wednesday, it is time for my chance, and that means K Goodness is on your radio.
Mm-hmm.
And before I get into today's message, I just want to highlight, I think firstly, today marks what would have been my dad's 72nd birthday. So, mm-hmm. You know, I give him honor for having been such a big part of who I've become.
Of course.
And still continues to be a big part of who I am. So just want to take this opportunity to give him honor for that. And I think to also the beginning of the healing journey was as a result of my relationship with my dad. And I honor him for that. I appreciate him for that, and I love him for that. Secondly, just a little complaint and concern is that we look at, yesterday was International Men's Day. How many posts did you see out there? Shaquan, hats off to you. I saw you went all out for that. Mm-hmm. And any other lady that did. Mm. And any other person that did. But it just goes to show, the break in how women are so highly celebrated in this day and age. And barely anything pops up for International Men's Day. How many of you even knew that yesterday was International Men's Day and nothing was made of it? No public celebrations, nothing to honor the men. So I think we need to really put in more work and more effort to remember and, you know, commemorate men's days, Father's Days, and all the days that celebrate our men. So, yeah. And, you know, in having mentioned my father, that leads me into today's topic, which is grief. Now, I it's a big part of our healing process and our mental well-being.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about grief, because the first thing that comes to mind when we hear grief, a lot of us think the loss of someone. And that's not the grief I want to touch on today.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much grieving that we don't do from the loss of non-human beings. From the loss of material things or and so on, and that's the grief that I want to touch on, that you know, it seems minute, because grief is, you know, feeling the pain of a loss. It doesn't necessarily, it's become, you know, so much tied to the loss of someone, but it's the grieving feeling the pain of loss. Now, the one thing that we don't realize that we need to learn to grieve from is, you know, as simple as grieve the loss of a job, grieve the loss of opportunity, grieve the loss of a relationship, and especially the loss of a relationship, because remember, that is like losing someone, but they're still alive and you don't have access to them. That's a different kind of grief. But, and then, because in that relationship, there were hopes, there were dreams, there were future plans. You need to grieve the loss of those, because we had hope that this was going to, we believed in them, and we need to grieve those losses. Mm. So, in keeping it short this morning, you need to learn to grieve every loss in your life, every loss. NSK will know, sometimes grieve the loss of a soccer match. Mm. Just grieve, allow yourself to feel the necessary pain. Obviously, the levels of grief are different for different losses. The greater the loss, the greater the level of grief. So allow yourself to grieve any kind of loss, any kind of loss, a job, a dream, a vision, a bit, a grieve. Allow yourself to feel the necessary amount of pain, the necessary amount of emotion based on the value that you attach to that thing or that dream. Allow yourself to feel the necessary grief. It really, really works and it heals. And to end this off, I'd like to say, gents, there's nothing wrong with crying about losing a soccer match, about your dream that doesn't come to pass, about your hopes and dreams that don't come to pass. There's absolutely nothing wrong with grieving these things and crying for these things with the necessary amount of emotion, like I said. And that having been said, it is love, peace and happiness. It is. It's been okay. Goodness, y'all have a blessed one. Cheers.
That's why when I get on air and I rant and I have my episodes. I'm calling it episodes,
but because not episodes.
I'm calling it episodes because that's literally the perception. Oh my gosh, in this case crazy, yo, in this case mental, in this case I'm perfectly fine. I'm just heartsier that maybe you know, the Brave Warriors couldn't bloody well score a single goal
against Kenya,
or maybe we sent a Miss Universe to the international pageant and she couldn't even get placed, or the rugby team goes to the World Cup and can't even win a single match.
Yeah.
Or I see, like, it hurts me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, how does it not hurt you as a Namibian as well? Like, how?
Absolutely.
But you know what?
No, I'm with you.
Thank you so much, Kari.
I'm with you.
Thank you so much.
And I think also my takeaway, partner, is just emphasis on the fact that we put so much emphasis and effort on the girl child and we leave the boy child behind. Like he said now, he, you know, saw very minimal posts about International Men's Day. NSK would be grilling my girls about, you know, just when is International Men's Day?
For months.
Do you know what I mean? The closest we got was like 15th of November, you know. But still, you know, just things like that, man. So let's continue to just be there for our men and celebrate them, not only on days where, oh, it's about men, you know, but just every other day. I feel we should do that.
Thank you so much, Shekwans. Thank you so much to the Empathy King. On the other side, we talk entertainment and it's TikTok Wednesday. And
but you know what? The story, ne?
Yeah.
I need to say this. Me, I'm for the Janes. Mufutana.
Yeah.
I'm for my kings, right? And I'm still single. And I'm not a housewife. Hey, man.
The thing is, Shekwan.
You people don't check me, man.
You want the guy with a helicopter, man. Bruh, you know? We don't even know the guys that have helicopters outside.
Man, I know someone that has a helicopter in the north.
And his wife owes 20-something million.
Damn.
We don't have lawyers as a
bleep. We don't.
Finally. That's all there is. Magic.